be Jesus Christ, and blessed be Mary, our mother. Miracles exist, and the fact that miracles exist is a convincing proof that God exists, because no human being could perform miracles that exceed the forces of nature. The following is a presentation of a series of miracles, many of which are still visible to all. They are like living miracles, which can be known to all who approach them without prejudice and with an open mind. Sister Caterina Capitani. She tells herself what happened on May 25th, 1966. It must have been the last day of my life. She had been in surgery 2 months earlier for internal bleeding. She suffered from a strange disease called red stomach. The operation had been useless. The doctor who took care of me told me that I would not survive that afternoon. I invoked Pope John XXIII so that he would obtain for me the grace to die soon. My sisters were in the chapel, praying to Pope John XXIII for me. And in a moment, I felt a hand touch my stomach. I turned and saw Pope John by my bed. He told me, "This miracle you have taken from my heart. Now do not fear. You are cured." I got up right away, called my sisters, and told them I was hungry. They thought I was delirious, but I went to the dining room and ate what they put before me. Then they examined me, and all the disease was gone. This miracle was accepted by the Vatican Medical Board for the beatification of Pope John XXIII. Peter Changu Shitima. He tells the miracle himself. "I am 30 years old, and I was born on July 10, 1972, in Kasaba, Zambia. Since I was little, I wanted to consecrate myself to the service of the Lord. In 1994, I traveled to South Africa in search of work. In the oratory of St. Philip Neri, I found work as a cook and gardener, and I helped in the catechesis of children. One day in the library, I found a book about Louis Scrisopi, a famous Italian priest. I thought, when I'm a priest, I'm going to call myself Louis like him. But in April 1996, I felt very bad. I was shivering with cold and my vision blurred. Then I started to have pain in my ears. I couldn't eat almost anything. I couldn't stand up, and I lost 44 pounds. At the hospital, they detected that I had terminal AIDS. The fathers and students of the oratory began to pray to Blessed Louis Scrisopi for my cure, and decided to send me to my homeland so that I could die alongside my family. When I arrived in Zambia, my brother was amazed to see me in that state. For several days, I was almost silent. My relatives also prayed to the Blessed Louis Scrisopi for me. I expected death at any moment, but I did not die. In the month of October, while I was sleeping with a Don Luis medal, clutching it in my hand, I dreamed that Father David was by my side, and that together we were attending the canonization of Don Luis Scrisopi. When I woke up on the morning of October 9th, I was feeling great. I told my sister that I wanted to eat, wash, dress, and go to church, and I told her about my dream. She was surprised, but I got up and was able to stand up and started walking without falling. Then I realized that I was cured. I got dressed and went to church to thank the servant of God. I returned to the oratory on January 22, 1997. The doctors who had treated me in South Africa gave me further tests and determined the cure from AIDS had been inexplicable. The Vatican Medical Commission approved the fact, carried out through the intercession of Blessed Louis Scrisopi, as incomprehensible to science. On June 10, 2001, in St. Peter's Square, Peter Changu was present for the canonization of Blessed Louis Scrisopi. Manuel Cifuentes. I was 10 years old that morning of January 4, 1982, and I was gathering firewood with my father, my uncle, and my cousin. At one point, as I bent down, a branch hit my eye. I felt a very intense pain. My father took a handkerchief and touched me, but it hurt much more. So they took me to the doctor. He said that I had a very serious injury to my eye and that they should urgently take me to a specialist. So they took the car and took me quickly to Albacete in Spain. We went to visit the eye doctor, Dr. Juan Ramon Perez, who advised a surgical intervention, bandaged my eye, and gave me some ointments. My father had found 2 days before, in the school where he taught, a medal of Blessed Ricardo Pampori, and he told me that he was a holy man who worked miracles. That is why, when I put the ointment on, he convinced me to have that relic of the saint to ask him for healing. That night, I prayed more than ever in my life. Around midnight, my father came to see how I was, but my eye hurt a lot. At 5 in the morning, he saw me again, and everything was the same. At 7 o'clock, he woke me up because he wanted to put the ointment on, and I told him, "Dad, I don't have pain anymore, and I see everything very well." It was a huge thrill for the whole family. An hour later, we went to see the doctor again. He was amazed because he found no injury. And he went to see the oculist in Albacete, who reaffirmed the healing and said, "For me, there are 2 surprising things. The absence of scars and the speed with which the signs of the wound have disappeared." In reality, it was not only a quick cure, but a restoration of the damaged eye, something incomprehensible to medical science. When I came to Rome at the age of 17 for the canonization of Ricardo Pampori, I understood the importance of the miracle that I had received. It has been an unforgettable experience. I remember there were thousands and thousands of people all united in the same faith to glorify the Lord, as I do every day. In the Vatican archives, there are thousands of cases of healings performed by saints with which they have been beatified or canonized. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be Mary, our Mother.